Welcome to the Williams Neken Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning.
Morning, Monty. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, I'm doing good this morning.
I'm doing good also, Steve.
Fantastic.
Can you hear me okay as far as volume goes?
I can hear you great.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's Ruth today?
Fantastic.
Great.
Maybe I found a secret to feeling fantastic.
And that is?
Eat less.
Eat less.
I'll have to have a few more days, but I don't know. I wasn't very hungry. I'm eating more. But eating more fat thing, I feel so much better eating fat.
I know.
We've been on this for quite a while.
I know.
Avocado every day, coconut. I eat coconut oil every day, and all the nuts I want pretty much.
Yeah, but, I'm amazed. I feel the same way. It's really giving me the satiety that my body needs by increasing the fat content, and particularly the coconut oil. So,
yeah, I think it's just pretty amazing. I mean, why would they take fat out of our diet? I think the more you read, the more it makes sense that you don't just take all the fat out of your diet. I go to the naturopathy and say, well, you know, questions, you know, and one of them would be, do you perspire or sweat? No. I could do anything. I still didn't. Boy, that's not true anymore.
Well, I must have hit the wrong button. I got to rejoin again.
Uh-oh. Even this computer looks more clear. But also, I just wasn't hungry. But I think it's important still to keep a balance, but I'm going to see what my balance is.
Yeah, I think that's pretty important, too.
You know, that because of that lifestyle call, I think that balance thing almost comes as second nature to me now. I just automatically look at things as, do I have a good balance?
I agree, Karen. That's me too. Okay, this is my protein. These are my good carbs. And this is my fat.
Yeah.
Only my fat is bigger than it used to be.
Yeah, mine's definitely over 3 grams per serving.
Yeah, and yesterday I've had a lot to do and everything, and I felt really good, and I just ate a small. I was in a hurry. I was busy. Had so much to do. I just didn't eat so much. I ate more like maybe two. I doubt if I ate 2 blocks each time, except for dinner, and I had a big fat shake.
Well, you know, there's research out there that shows
Mary Lou's big fat. Mary Lou's recipe for a big fat shake.
Yeah.
That was tasty. What did you say, Monty?
Well, you know, there's research out there that shows that the least amount of calories we eat, that the, you know, that we basically, our body does a whole lot better and we actually live longer. So, you know,
that's
by cutting back
yeah.
on not eating as much, I think is, as long as, like you say, as long as we're getting the proper supplements and everything else, you know,
mm-hmm.
we should eat when our body needs it, not live to eat like I so used to like to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, really cutting sugar out pretty much entirely, I've found that now that I haven't been eating sugar, and if I do eat something with sugar in it, I feel just really lousy. I mean, I had to go run the Power Mag on my stomach.
You know, like Dr. Fife says, you know, one of the major things that and I guess I found that true when I was eating pretty well much the whole foods, not much protein, I mean animal protein, but whatever. I found that I was eating too many carbohydrates, and even though there's particularly in fruit, and fruit of course has sugar, you know, this is natural, but it's there. Mm-hmm. Sugar, no matter how you get it.
Well, but except that the sugar in the fruit does not give me a stomach ache.
Well, and I think the sugar in your fruit, you assimilate it differently. Refined sugar is really a chemical, and the sugar in your fruit is a natural sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why Dr. Fife recommends stevia, because it's one of the most natural ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to use any kind of...
And then the fruit has all the all the fiber with it. That helps too.
Well, I'll tell you that if I want to stay eating correctly, one thing I have is a good portion, not large, but I have to have fruit or I can't stay with this.
Mm. I think that's going to be true for me with the fats, the avocados and the coconut oil. I think that's made a huge difference, made me much healthier. And certainly less hungry.
Yeah, that's what I'm... As a matter of fact, sometimes I used to sit down and eat a pretty big-sized salad for lunch, and now I find out that when I'm just about halfway through my salad now, I'm actually feeling satisfied, and that's about when I should, mostly any type of a situation that anybody talks about in eating properly, and that is when you do start to feel like you're full or whatever, that you don't continue to stuff yourself like I used to do. I used to be in the position to where I didn't feel satisfied unless I was overly full.
Right, me too. And I'm realizing, well, I'm experimenting. I shouldn't say I've completely decided or come to the conclusion, proven something for myself, is that 3 blocks is too much for me most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to come to a point after I experiment with this. By that time, I'll probably be down to my weight goal because I lose weight this way, but I feel so much better.
Yep.
But
I want to
be sure I don't lose too much weight. Hmm?
Yep. We're always, well, and that's the one nice thing, is that everything is adjustable. And like you've always taught us, is that we're all different. So what,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go by a program, what might be good for another might, another one might need more or might need less of something. So we got to, I think the key of what you're talking about is just experimenting with it and see what kind of results we're getting. I'm actually still amazed at this thing I talked about earlier. I don't know if it was psoriasis or eczema or what it was. It always broke out above my ear on the right side of my head. And I've been, like I said, I've been taking coconut oil 2 or 3 times a day and just rubbing it on there. And this morning when I got up and I put my coconut oil on, I could hardly feel that thing at all. It's totally, absolutely gone away almost. Amazing.
Amazing, amazing. What do you know?
Yep.
You got along without a drug.
Well, that's so true. There's a lot of things out there that aren't drug-related that I think can be beneficial to our bodies. It's just, I guess that's one thing I really enjoy about this call every morning is that the nuggets, and I call them nuggets, that come out of each and every call or what somebody might want to talk about or whatever, and I just try to put that incorporate it into my program. And what I'm doing, and see how it works.
Sounds good to me. Good morning, everyone. You've joined the Health Style Call, and it's Friday, and that's Monty's day, and we're just doing what we'd like to do a lot, and that is having a discussion. And we invite anybody to join in, but see if Monty wants to go ahead with his review, or we can continue with the discussion. What do you say, Monty?
Let me just check something.
Hey, Rose, this is Margaret. I'm having trouble getting on the computer, on the telephone, but I can't get on the computer yet.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, can't get on there.
Yeah, I guess I'll make
There's
it
not very many. Yeah, there's not very many people on the computer, so maybe others are having trouble as well.
I don't know.
I can do a quick review if you'd like, and then I can get into my subject today, or we can.
Your call.
Well, let me hit the. I guess the main thing I want to say about reviewing everything is that, boy, if you really want to know if you're on this call and you've never been to allswell.org, you know, I utilize that even sometimes, even though I'm on the call and I might miss something, I still go back and at night and pull up that particular call, and which I shouldn't say maybe that night, but I use it as actually a review of myself on particular subjects. But whenever Steve gets them up, then that's actually important to me. And I know that what I think of as what I call my review is, unfortunately, it is my review. And by that I mean I might not put down something that was a nugget to somebody else or whatever, but I try to give an overall of pretty much what happened that day. And so but the best thing I can think of need to, and that's they need to just go at the allswell.org and review those particular calls. And there's one particular call this week that I think everybody needs to re-listen to again, and that, of course, was Donna's call, and I think that was on Wednesday with Mary Lou. And it's already up and on the website that Steve does for us at allswell.org, and it's called Brain Recovery and Mercury Toxins. So, if you want to go in there and listen to that one. But Monday, Ruth talked about basically smoothies and a lot of the other things that some people talked about things that they're putting in their smoothies. Chuck also talked about how the human cell and the guards to keep bad things from getting into our cells. And she mentioned how water is helpful and a good door opener in regards to our Nikan business. And particularly we found that true a little later in the week in regards to Tuesday. She mentioned about being in balance, and that is, again, being alkaline and acidic balanced, making sure our body is more alkaline than it is acidic. We talked about osteodense. We talked about all the Nikan products that are available to take care of all the bad things that are going into our bodies from our air, our shower head. She also even talked about the new sleep mask and how that is going to be quite a product coming out and so beneficial and so much better than the one that we previously have. That's one nice thing I like about Nikan is that they don't just bring out a product and leave it alone for 30 years or 40 years. They're always doing something to improve that particular product, which in turn makes it better for our health and better for us. On Tuesday, Karen hosted the call. That's our terrific and transparent Tuesday. And again, people shared their experiences with the program about how they're feeling better. Some people have certain things they need help with, but we talked about the block chart being gluten. Somebody talked about a gluten experience to stay away from it. Donna talked about magnesium and how it's so best to take in our bodies. It's related to heart disease and diabetes, and there was a lot of other lists. I think there was a list of 22 things she talked about. Magnesium basically is good for the heart and helps dissolve blood clots. Magnesium, one of the most important things he needs to do its job. And, you know, that's one thing when the Maker made our body, he made sure that we had certain things, and if we're lacking in something, our body basically can't function properly. And about the last thing Donna had to say about magnesium was it's amazing on all it can do. Mary Lou on Wednesday talked about the condition she had and how she decided to start eating more alkaline foods to get rid of the inflammation. Fatty tissues. Now, Darlene Johnson was on the call with us, and she kind of shared some things that I believe was an absolutely amazing call and was very well presented and very, very informative. And so I'll just hit on a few top of the things, but one particular thing she got into Nikan 14 years ago, and one of the reasons she did is she had a situation with an eye disease, and the second was a finger for 25 years that sprung to life after it was numb after wearing a Nikan bracelet. In 2001, she was diagnosed with a chronic mercury poisoning. She started to detox and do some other things, and taking some coconut oil. And one of her favorite topics she loves to talk about is coconut oil and how it's rightful place in our modern diet. And I can't give this call justice by personally trying to review it myself. That's why I really strongly suggest that you go on allswell.org and go ahead and listen to it again. But one of the little nuggets she got out that I can kind of remember was when she talked about margarine in the old days, how it used to come in a tub and it was white and you had a little packet with it and you had to stir in the yellow, whatever it was. I don't remember if it was a powder or liquid or whatever, and you had to stir it up to make it look like butter. And she talked about vegetable oils basically when they came about in way back when, that they were for the purpose of strictly using for hydraulic purposes in hydraulics, not particularly food preparation. She talked about bodies that absolutely require, our bodies require absolutely proper fats. In 3 months being on the coconut oil and a detox, she had her cholesterol level 93 points. And coconut oil is absolutely amazing. She recommended a book to us called The Coconut Oil Miracle by Dr. Bruce Fife. And basically while teaching nutrition classes and suggesting a diet, simple diet including good fats and low glycemic vegetables with little grains and no desserts, and several people were successful in losing very large amounts of weight. Surprisingly, we weren't hungry. And we've already had some discussion on that this morning, where we know, for those of us that are taking coconut oil, basically on how we feel much fuller, and it's basically pretty much beneficial to our body. She talked about a lot of other things on there that I was amazed with the call, and I hope everybody goes back and reviews it. Thursday, Nancy from Gilmore, Texas, talked to us about joint and the CM, acetylmycelate, I think. That basically our joints need that, and how the wonderful product that Nikin has that in it. And it's basically, it supports the joint mobility. It does skin problems and lubricants. And very good for our joints and many of the things that really, particularly if you have arthritic conditions. Karen talked about her family and her knee problems, and how that's basically helped her. Donna mentioned how it helps for her asthma and her psoriasis. And also by taking her Susma, she's been able to stand for 3 hours now, Donna has. And we're just really proud of Donna and what she's doing with this program and the information that she gives us. She also went into I don't remember what kind of business, I think it was a health food store or something like that. And she started to share the water with do a demonstration of the water, and the people even there got excited about it, and she got excited about it, and good things come from that. And I guess basically the water bottle and the aqua, the waterfall. So that was a great way to open the door. And I know since the water bottle came out, that it seems like that's been one of the things that people have talked about. The water is a good way to open up the door. We talked about Ruth talked about her 100-year-old cat and how that the joint for pets has really helped that particular individual, we'll call it, and she's still getting around, and then she can't wait to get her joint on a daily basis. We also talked about the pet fat is good for newborn babies. Karen shared what had happened, was going on with her dog Lady, and how it's really helped her, and Ruth talked about the big pharma and a few things that are happening there in regards to a $3 billion fine for false statements. So that was pretty well much the week. Does anybody have any comments that you'd like to make on last week and what maybe was your nugget or something that really made real good sense to you? I don't usually wait too long. What I'd like to talk about today, and I know some of us are doing it on the program, and that is this oil, and I'd like to kind of take what the main subject usually has been all week long and kind of review it again or expand on it a little bit. And one of the things that I'd like to talk about today, and that is the oil pulling and the basic training on how the best way to oil pull, because I think a lot of people, everything that we do, we need, there's some sort of basic training. Even when we get into Nikin, there's basic training. But sometimes people don't really understand the value of oil pulling, and so I'd like to discuss that a little bit. And anytime you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, please feel free to speak up. I do like to read a little bit every once in a while because I think it makes important. I can't put it in the words that I need to put it in, so I do read. So I'll be reading from Chapter 6 on the book called Oil Pulling Therapy, putting in my own particular comments on it. But the teeth are meant to, our teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and that is if we take care of them properly. And since our earliest years, we've been taught the importance of oral hygiene and instructed to brush our teeth and floss daily. Most of us, however, never imagine how crucial that oral hygiene is to our health of our entire body. Despite brushing, flossing, and regular visits to the dentist, our dental health on the whole is poor. Yes, we can have a bright smile with straight white teeth, but appearances can be deceiving. With the wonders of modern dentistry, our mouths can look healthy, but behind those pearly whites may lurk a toxic waste dump. And what we're finding out is gum diseases and tooth decay are far more prevalent than most of us realize. U.S. statistics reveal that by age of 17 in today's society, the 60% have signs of gum disease. And by the age of 50, up to 80% of the population is affected with suffering severe from, and worldwide, it's 90% are affected with some sort of disease, of dental disease or dental hygiene in their mouth. Dental health is most important, so people that by age 65, one out of three people have lost all of their teeth. And that was kind of an amazing figure to me. But when I really go back and stop and think of the people that I've known, that's pretty good. That's something we don't want to happen, but it is happening. And he says here, you don't need to have a root canal or abscess tooth to spread infection to other parts of your body. The bacteria in the mouth can spread as a result of just about any type of dental procedure, even including, and this is the thing that kind of amazed me that I never thought about, brushing your teeth. When our gums are inflamed, and I know this for a fact because I have had that our gums basically bleed, even using the softest toothpaste, can tear tiny blood vessels in the gums, leaving the door open wide for bacteria to enter your bloodstream. And traditional methods of oral hygiene have proven inadequate, as evidenced by the high incidence of gum disease, 90%, and the ever-increasing incidence of oral-related symptom diseases, like heart disease, and I've heard that before, getting involved in this, but diseases and arthritis and asthma, and that's one of the reasons that oil pulling offers an excellent way to reduce the microbial populations and improve oral and systemic health. And Ruth had a question. She asked, well, if it kills the bad bacteria, does it kill the good bacteria? And I sent an email off to Dr. Fife. He answered me back like he had done Mary Lou real early, and he said that basically what it does, it just kills the bad bacteria, but it doesn't affect the good bacteria. Now, I didn't ask the question why, which I think was what Ruth asked, was why, but I didn't get that. But like he says, the less bad bacteria we have in our mouth, the more our healthful bacteria can expand, can grow, because it doesn't have the bad bacteria that's trying to eat itself up. So I thought that was very good. But basically, like it says here on the slide, it says oil binds with lipids and helps pull the bacteria from the mouth. Oil pulling is pretty much a simple process. You just put basically a 2 to 3 teaspoons of oil in your mouth, and you start swishing. And one of the things that's if you're starting and you haven't done it yet, if that's too much, then don't put as much in there. But you need to keep your lips closed to work the oil in your mouth. And you suck and you push the oil through your teeth and every surface of your mouth. And that was the thing that I think made a lot of sense to me, was that when we brush our teeth, what percentage of, in our mouth, what is the percentage of teeth that we have when we just brush our teeth? Basically, it's 10%, because we don't think of the whole mouth as it's involved in oral hygiene is what I'm trying to get. So when we just brush our teeth, all we're doing basically is we're just taking care of 10%. And that's why oil pushing and pulling is very good. And if you understand the structure of teeth, we all think the teeth is a pretty well much solid, the enamel, that, you know, nothing can get through the enamel. But that's not true. It has little tubulars in it. And when we oil and we push, basically what we're doing is we're forcing the oil into those tubulars, which eventually get down into the what's called a dentin in the tooth, where the tubulars become bigger. And that's normally where the infection is within the tooth, is in the dentin area. And by I thought of a sponge, and I can remember my mother always once in a while, I don't know if we remember, it was 1 week or whenever she did it, but she would take a pan and put some water in it, and then she would put a little bit of Clorox in it, and then she'd put in her sponge and her washcloth that she used. And I can remember this even as a kid, she used to do this. And then she'd let it sit overnight, and she'd get up in the morning, and then she'd reach over and grab the sponge and the dishcloth out of the solution and dump the solution down the drain. But one of the things about oil pushing, and I kind of relate to it to a sponge, is you can't, the only way you can get bacteria pretty much out of a sponge, and that's the way our teeth are, is you've got to squish it. In other words, by squishing it, you force the bacteria out, and when you let go of it, basically the bacteria sucks back in. I mean, the solution that you're using to disinfect sucks back in. And that's the purpose of oil pushing, is because as we force the oil through our teeth, it goes into the tubular, and when we push back, it pulls it out. So when we push and we pull, or we suck and we push, or whatever verbiage you want to call, we're actually forcing that killing agents of bacteria into our teeth. So it was kind of amazing to me in understanding why it needed to be done, this not for a minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever, that we needed to do that for 15 to 20 minutes. And, of course, we all know that we don't want to gargle the oil. Gargling may cause you to swallow some of the oil, and we don't want to do that because that is the bacteria where it's at. It's full of bacteria and toxins. One of the other things, as I learned as I swished, I found out that I started out with probably a little too much coconut oil in my mouth, and as I was swishing, I found that my saliva started to be more saliva, and pretty soon I had a mouthful of coconut oil and saliva all mixed together, so what I've had to do is I had to spit it out a little bit, and I just carry a cup with me wherever I'm at in case that happens, so I just spit a little bit out and keep oil swishing. Now, if you need to spit all of the oil for any particular reason, you got a cough or the mucus is getting too much in the back of your throat, then go ahead and spit it out into a cup or whatever you're going to particularly using, into the trash receptacle or whatever, and then just grab some new coconut oil and redo it. But the key to oil pushing is the time, and that's 15 to 20 minutes. You can pull any time of the day. Ordinarily, it's done at least once a day in the morning before eating breakfast, and I wished I was able to get a chart that I have here in front of me. But what it shows the bacteria. You all know what a bar chart is? I'm sure most of you do. And it's where lines go up and down. And this particular chart, I'm going to start at the top of 300 and the bottom at 0. And when we firstly get up in the morning, that's when our mouth has the most bacteria in it. And it's almost to the 300 level. And that's and it shows that that's bacteria in millions, okay, that's in our mouth. At 7 o'clock, we brush our teeth, and usually before I started doing the oil swishing, and it brings the bacteria down after we brush our teeth to about 170. We eat breakfast, and then all of a sudden the bacteria in our mouth drops down to less than 100. About 10 o'clock in the afternoon, it's back up again to about 150, and just before lunch, it's up to 200. And then we eat lunch, and bam, it drops down to 70 on the chart. As we continue to go further, we find that it raises, but it only gets as high as about 100, but then at dinner time, it really drops down low again to, like I said, to about, I think it's 40, and then on the other side of it, before we go to bed, our bacteria is starting to climb back up. Now, what I read, what the thing that mainly made me sense to this was, does anybody know why, after we eat, that our bacteria is so low in our mouth? Would think that?
Because we ate it.
Exactly right, Joan. Thank you,
Because Rick. What?
Because we ate it. We swallowed it with the food.
And the food being really coarse, or the consistency of the food, basically absorbs that, and then we swallow that bacteria every time we eat, and that's why the bacteria in our mouth at the lowest point is always after a meal. The other thing, too, that sometimes when we eat soft foods, like I used to eat a lot of brown rice, which I don't now, but even eating soft foods can pretty well much still stick around in the pockets and even on our teeth. So that's kind of the other thing that's very important. Children even can oil and pull. Okay, now what they do, though, is they recommend that the child be at least 5 years of age, and they should oil pull for about 5 minutes, but what, 3 to 5 minutes. But what we need to realize about children, he says here in the book, he says that their attention span is short. Limit your children to 3 to 5 minutes. And you can also, if you don't like the taste of coconut oil, of course you can always flavor it with maybe a little bit of peppermint or type of thing that you can include in your oil as you're drinking it, as you're swishing it. So it's even good for children, and I think if children even started at that young age, that they would even have a better oral hygiene and not create so many problems within their bodies. What to expect when we oil pull? Well, I oil pulled, and I didn't get any kind of a detox or whatever, but until about a week after I started oil pulling, I got a tremendous headache. I mean, it was just bad. And I knew it was happening because I had read the book. And sometimes when we start to oil push or eat coconut oil, that sometimes our body does react to that in a detox type situation. And that can happen in a lot of different ways. But with me, it happened to be a headache. And I got through it. I fought through it for the day. And the next day it went away, and I felt absolutely terrific. And that's called what they call a healing crisis, is when our body basically is getting rid of the toxins real bad, and our body kind of it doesn't adjust to it properly. When cleansing, like I said, the type of symptoms that a lot of people will incur sometimes are anywhere from, it talks here about nasal congestion and headaches. Another person may break out in a rash, and a third may have no noticeable symptoms at all. So that's the thing to remember. Not everyone experiences unpleasant symptoms. Now, one of the things they found out about oil swishing in your mouth, and that is sometimes that you will lose a filling, or it will loosen a filling. And he says this. He says, some people reported that oil pulling loosened their dental fillings. The sucking and swishing action can dislodge these fillings. Although this may sound bad, it is not a bad thing. If you lose a filling while oil pulling, it means the filling was loose to begin with and therefore needs to come out. What made it loose? Either poor dentistry or continued tooth decay. In other words, the filling has got decay underneath it. In other case, the best way is to have the filling replaced. I think Joan, I believe, talked about the Gerson.org, a site that you can go to find dentists that are basically in the area that will get that amalgam, I think is the word, out of your mouth and the fillings. So anytime you have a filling, make sure you get the proper type of filling. Now, the oil itself doesn't do the healing. It's the body that does that. And all oil is provided in a way the body to heal itself. Oil pulling works by removing disease, causing microorganisms, and toxins in the mouth that cause ill health. There's nothing magic about it. It is simply biological. Most of the microorganisms that inhabit the mouth consist of a single cell, and those cells are covered with lipid or fatty membranes, like Ruth talked about in regards to the lipid-type situation. And so when you ever tried to mix oil and water together, they don't mix. What happens? But when you add two oils together, what happens, they combine, and they are attracted to each other. That's like what she talked about, the lipids in our bodies, which is basically fat. So what we're doing is we're getting them sucked together so that when we oil push, it actually attracts the bad micronisms. And like I said earlier, remember that our mouth is just not our teeth. We have pockets even in our gums and whatever. That's the main purpose for oil swishing. And food particles that get trapped between the teeth also work free. And much of it is also attracted to the oil, and if not, is it attracted to the saliva? So pretty well much that's the main reason for it, is to get rid of those bad toxins in our body, and where we first can do that, and that's by having good oral hygiene. So I totally am having my good results with oil pulling. I know I love it. I almost eat it, the coconut oil now. In oil swishing, I again think that anything that is beneficial to my health, and if I felt I didn't like coconut oil, which I never ate much coconut at all because I didn't like it, but I realize it's a way to have better health for my body. So, and I actually even utilize about 2 to 3 tablespoons of coconut oil on a daily basis. Found out one thing, I didn't want to, you poured it in my salad one day, because when I liquefied it, I warmed it up a little bit and poured it in my salad, but by the time I got done eating my salad, when I got to the bottom of the bowl, here was all this white stuff that had that was turned back into a solid. So what I do now is I just basically, when I eat my salad, I just take a tablespoon full of coconut oil and eat it like candy, and then consume my salad. So does anybody have any questions or any suggestions or having good results with oil pulling?
This is Hui. Hi, I'm just listening in.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm surprised finally you got to the oil pushing and stuff. We actually, when the first heard of this is like several years ago, and I actually do with organic raw, I mean just like pressed organic sesame seed. And
mm-hmm.
The benefit is just phenomenal.
Yeah, you could use any kind of a vegetable. Even Dr. Five says you can use any kind of vegetable oil. It's just that the one that he highly recommends is the coconut oil because of what it feels it does to the body.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Look into also sesame seed is also another ancient squish as well.
It's been used for many years, and unfortunately
centuries.
Us in the western side of the world, sometimes we don't pick up on certain things that are helpful to our body.
Yeah, I have a nice one-page article on how to do it on there, because when I sent up to the lifestyle a while back, I still have that if anyone is also interested as well, but it's very, I'm all for it.
I tried.
I've got about 6 of his books, and it's just amazing all the information that I'm finding that coconut oil is doing to our bodies.
I know. Finally, Americans catching up, or the white people is catching up with the coconut oil. I'm just like, what's with you guys? My girl, this stuff is nothing.
Well, you know, when you look at particularly Polynesian people or people like that, today we look at them as being kind of pretty much overweight. But, you know, one of the things...
It's the American diet. It's the Western culture influence in their diet. That's what had caused their body to be what they are now.
But when they didn't have the Western culture in their diet, they were nice, thin, lean people. And so, again, that proves, in my opinion, that certain fats are good for our bodies. And so we'll go from there. Ruth, was going to say something?
No, I was just going to thank Wei for joining us and for her comments. I was just getting a kick out of her telling us that we about time we caught up.
Yeah. One of the other things I want to recommend, too, is that I'm doing some research. I'm finding that some dentists actually utilize, you know, when you get your teeth cleaned or whatever and they have that pressurized water they always put in your mouth to help clean it out, that some of the dentists now that are into alternative types of things are actually using magnetic water. And what they have found out through research that by using magnetic water and getting it in and utilizing it, that it helps remove the crud and crap that's in your mouth as they're doing the oral procedures, and it helps pull that out so it doesn't necessarily get into any particular problems. The other thing that they're recommending is there's an oral pick out there that basically has magnetics in it, and they're finding that it's just working terrifically. So that's why I like our water, and once I found out that research, I started to even swish a little bit right after I get done eating. I go ahead and fill my mouth full of good old Pymag water, and I swish it around for about 2 or 3 minutes, and I know that helps remove anything that's any pills that are in my teeth. But I also believe that the magnetic in regards to our teeth have a very beneficial effect, so I actually swish with magnetic water, brush my teeth, and move on down the road.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you, Monty.
Well, it's just a suggestion, you know. Like I say, and Ruth and I were talking earlier, you know, we hear a lot of things, and so what we need to do is we make, like she's always said and has that one little chart that says choices. We can make certain choices in our lives, and so it all depends upon what a person wants to do.
Right.
Choices they make.
This week I seared a tofu, meat sort of thing that I make, and it was wonderful. And the smell and cooking was wonderful. I love olive oil, but I actually liked it at least as much as I like olive oil. So I believe that's one way I'll use it, and I'm thinking maybe Pymag water goes into my water pick. Not a lot, but you know, maybe it should go into my water pick a real quick, you know.
Exactly
small.
Right. You know,
question for Joan. I have a question.
Yes,
Joan. You said you seared your tofu. In the water or in coconut oil?
In coconut oil, because what I heard on the call was that it does not break down into, you know, bad oil, you know. You should never, although I love olive, you know, avocado oil and sesame oil, really they break down with high heat. But I heard that coconut oil did not, just like olive oil does not. And so I tried it, and boy, it smelled good, and it tasted good.
I
want to know, what is the best brand, and how can I buy coconut oil most economically?
I think Dennis did a little bit of research on that, and what is this? Super supplements, and then I did some more research, and the oil that we like is a Now brand, and so whatever brand you like, you can check and see. And so I did a price comparison between the grocery store Sun Supplements and Vitacost. And Vitacost didn't have that brand of coconut oil, so that eliminated them, but I think I sent out some of those comparisons. But the Super Supplements cost $6.79 or $99 or something like that. $5.99.
Or
no, not for a pound, for how many ounces?
I paid $10 yesterday for $10 for 20 ounces. It was a pound. I paid $10 yesterday, and then another brand I pay.
But what kind way? What brand?
Oh gosh, I have it in the house. I just picked that up. I just picked that up.
Does it stay very liquid, or does it get solid at room temperature?
It stays solid, but then, you know, now it's 100 degrees here. It'll liquefy in Sacramento, but it does go solid when it's room temperature. So there's another brand that I paid $11 that was, I think that was Now for 20 ounces.
It's 12 ounces of Now that I was comparing. And it runs around, it's not clear, but it runs around the bottle. It's sort of like, thick cream or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's 100 things you can do with it. Put in a small jar and put in your bathroom for your face and elbow and everything, just all over, you know, you just use it for deodorant. Oh my gosh, there's 1,000 uses for it, so.
Yeah, I know. I got the book called Coconut Cures by Dr. Fife, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll send you a link. My sister was sending a link. It's like, what's it? She goes, what's with all this white? They're finally discovering coconuts, and then she just sent me a link, and it's really nice. I have a lot of it's just like a nice, yeah, you can click on the link and all the benefits of it there.
Now, Ruth, are you saying that you buy this now from Super Supplements?
Well, we've been buying a Vashon Thriftway, and which always has all these good things, but it costs well over $10. It costs $10, and someplace else somebody
for
said that it was
ounces.
13 for 12 ounces.
Yeah, I've seen it cost us like $7.98 at the, well, here we have the Korean supermarket. It was like $7.98 for 16 ounces. And I still had my full ones. I didn't have the need to buy it, but yeah, you know, it's
And what store was that you bought for $7.98?
Now it's another brand, but it was an Asian store. I mean, it's an organic virgin pressed coconut oil.
Because when I bought it in Ellensburg, I paid $13 for a pint.
Which is, what, 16 ounce or 20 ounce? Or what is the price?
16 ounce.
Yeah, it's around. I guess, you know, it just depends. If they don't carry as much, it's going to cost more, isn't it, something? But then, you know, places, if they move through more, the price, it's, I guess it depends on the amount of bulk that they're doing. They have outrageous. You can get a gallon of it now, but, like, you know, you shouldn't get that much in one hit.
But, you know what, I have a daughter who wants to share with me, so a gallon would be great. If I have a large household, and so
well,
a gallon is great. Where do you buy it for a gallon? And is it less?
I was in Elliott, but then you know, like I said, on Vitacost, and there's actually I'll send you a link. There's a Weimer Whole Food place here. Apparently, you can order online. I haven't been to the store myself because it was far away, but you can get online. I think I've seen sizes. It's outrageous, like huge amounts. As well, but like you know, do some research, and then if that's a good price, plus the shipping, the main thing, you know, is all that shipping and everything included. That you know,
Super Supplements and Vitacost are free shipping if you buy over $49.
Yeah, that's easily done, $49.
Yeah, so wait, what was the name of that store that might be online?
Weimar, W E M A R Health Food. But I'll send you it. I was researching. I wanted some products. So I was looking around. I accidentally came across it. And then Weimar, W-E-I-M-A-R, health food.
Oh, it has an I?
W-E-I-M-A-R. N as in Nancy?
M for Mary.
Oh, M.
A for apple. R for Rachel.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, but I'll send you the link as well, Ruth, so then that way.
Okay, I sure would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I want to get your email anyway so I can put you on our...
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, I'll send you an email. Is that the phone you sent from Dennis or you have another one? I always get...
It doesn't matter. Dennis will send it to me.
Yeah, one of the things that I found, and I just, when I started it, I go to Trader Joe's a lot. And I picked up their organic virgin coconut oil. It's USDA organic authorized. The coconuts basically come from the Philippine Islands, and they're shipped from there, and then they're packaged here. And I pay $5.99 for 16 fluid ounces.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better. Yeah, now that's I should go to Trader Joe's.
That's at Trader Joe's.
But they only have it in the 16 in the pint jars.
Hey, that's perfect.
When I went there day before yesterday, I bought four jars because in utilizing the coconut oil like I do, of one table, you know, I eat anywhere from 3 to 4 tablespoons of coconut oil a day. So that's why I did what I did.
That's very good. That's a very good
price. There
are different qualities of coconut oil, and you can gauge that by how fluid it is and how it smells. I have a very strong sense of smell, so I can always smell rancidity, but I have heard people say that they really like that Trader Joe's brand.
Well, it smells good, and I've when I melt it, that's one of the ways, like you said, Ruth, and I'm glad you said that, is quality of the coconut oil, and that is if it's clear white, in other words, it's clear, I don't want to say white, But if it's clear when it melts, it's of good quality. If it's kind of like a little yellowish or whatever, it's either has turned rancid or it's not good quality.
I think I read that cold-pressed and virgin olive coconut oil. I don't know the virgin what that means, but cold-pressed is important. And I bought at I probably paid more than anybody, and I can't find the sales slip. But I bought 16 ounces of Barleen's because of the quality of that company, and virgin cold pressed, blah blah blah, all over the label. So I.
Wei, you're something happened to your sound, Wei.
Oh. No, I was saying there's a network marketing that started out with that they got the source from Philippines, and they have the research and stuff, and it can be priced because they actually, they discovered something good for you, so. But, I think Trader Joe's is good, and then gauged by the clear clarity of the colors, and the fragrance of it. You can tell when they're off the fragrance, you can really smell it when it's not right.
Well, that's all I have for the call today. I'm going to have to get out of here. I got to head to town. If you want to carry on the conversation, I guess that's quite all right, Ruth. I don't know. But other than that, for me, each and every one of you, have a great weekend.
Well, thanks, Bonnie.
Appreciate everybody contributing to the call. It kind of helps each and every call. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you all later. So I'm out of here. Have a good day.
Good job.
Me too.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.